சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்யபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
Page 16, verse 26.
Karmani citta shuddhyartham aikyagryartham upasanam மோக்ஷார்த்தம் ப்ரஹ்ம விஜ்ஞானம் இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹ.
நிருசிம்ஹ சரஸ்வதி பிரசன்டிங் த என்டைர் வேதிக் சாதனாஸ் இன் த்ரீ லெவல்ஸ். In this shloka, 26th shloka, karma, upasana and jnanam. Karmani citta shuddhyartham. Karmani means Vedic rituals, panchamahayajnas, any nishkama karma, whatever you do, without any selfish motive, they all will help you to purify the mind. Chitta Shuddhyartham means for the sake of mental purity. Mental purity means freedom from Raga Dvesha. What is the meaning of Chitta Shuddhi? Chitta means mind. Shuddhi means purification. Purification of mind means you cannot wash your mind by taking out daily. You cannot provide some bath in detergent. It's not possible. What do you mean by Chitta Shuddhi? Chitta Shuddhi means freedom from strong likes and dislikes, conditions, Raga Nivritti, Dvesha Nivritti. If not total, at least extreme Raga Dvesha, you have to come down from extreme Raga Dvesha. Minimum we can keep it. For some time you can keep, but that also you have to drastically reduce. I like this, I don't like this. What I say alone is right. Whatever other people say is wrong. These are all inhibitions, my own way of projection. I am only the restless person by all this. Who is the loser? I am only. I become a restless person, unhappy person. I cannot accept anybody. And people always exploiting me like that, I think. So many problems will come. Therefore, come out of Raga Dvesha is called Chitta Shuddhi. It is very difficult, but try. To get Atma Jnanam, Jnana Phalam, we have to reduce slowly by practice. Chitta Shuddhyartham Karmani. That is why puja, japa, going to temple, aradhana, why all these karmani, chitta shuddhyartham. Accommodate, forgive others, accommodate others. That is called chitta shuddhi. Reduce your anger, called chitta shuddhi. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. Anger, illegitimate, immoderate desires, jealousy, greed, pride, all these are all our enemies. So we have to check our own mind. So Chitta Shuddhi is the prime requisite for Jnana Yogyata. If we do not have Chitta Shuddhi, even we listen Shastra also, it will not enter. Chitta Shuddhyartham Karmani. This is not the ultimate goal. This is not antima laksham. I have purified my mind. I am very pure, I am straightforward, I am very good person. This is not the ultimate aim of life. This is not antima laksham, it is avantara laksham. Intermediary goal. Avantara laksham is intermediary goal. Making myself pure, mentally pure and accommodative, approachable and a cheerful, peaceful, happy person I am is a avantara laksham. Then another one is upasanaya aikagryam. Another problem in the mind is vikshepa. One is malam, malanivrityartham karma yoga. You all know this. But I am sharing again, repetition only for all of us. Okay. Chitta shuddhyartham karma yoga. Why chitta shuddhi? There is a mala. Ragadvesha mala is there. Therefore, malanivrityartham karma yoga or karmani. There is impurity in the mind. It is one problem in the mind. Then, second problem of the mind is vikshepa, distraction, distortion, vacillation. Mind goes here and there, chanchalata, vikshepa. How to avoid this? If I have this chanchalata, vacillation, disturbance, distortion, such a mind is not available for shastra, shravanam, totally. That's not a qualitative mind. So therefore, what I have to do? That distractive mind I have to make one-pointed, aikagryam, one-pointed. Once I make mind one-pointed, by what practice? Upasanaya. Upasana means dhyanam, meditation, japa, tapa, penance, aikagryam, you get one-pointedness. Eka rupa dhyanam, aneka rupa dhyanam helps us to give ekagrata. Manasika puja, manasika parayanam, manasika japa. Then vishwarupa dhyanam. All will give you ekagrata. That is why second meditation is called what? Concentration meditation. Eka rupa dhyanam is called what? Concentration meditation. Meditation is not our antima laksham. Again, it is also a avantara laksham, intermediary goal. By this you get ekagrata, one-pointedness, and your mind is so steady, firm, qualitatively available in the class, upasanaya. Therefore, daiva puja is very important. Vikshepa nivrityartham upasana. Daiva puja, daiva aradhana is very important. Parayanam, japa, all these are very very important. Otherwise you are here but you don't hear. Body is present, mind is absent. What do you mean by mind is absent? Vikshepa manaha ityartha, distracting mind. 1 hour class, out. Like that happens without our plan, without our will. It happens just like that. Then what about third practice? Ajnana nivrityartham. Mokshartham means here, ajnana nivrityartham jnana yoga. Brahma vijnanam means jnana yoga. Karmani means karma yoga. Upasanaya means upasana yoga. Then mokshartham means ajnana nivrityartham. For liberation, for jivan mukti. Jivan mukti is nothing but ajnana nivritti. What ajnanam? Atma ajnanam. Atma ajnana nivrittihi eva mokshaha. So mokshartham. What practice? Brahma vijnanam. The knowledge about Brahman. As myself. Aham brahmasmi iti jnanam. What are the steps? Shravana, manana, nididhyasanam. By following all these steps, this is ultimate or intermediary goal? Ultimate goal. Jnanam, attainment of jnanam is ultimate. Jnanat mokshaha means what? Jnanam eva mokshaha. What jnanam? Atma jnanam. That is very important. Aparoksha sakshatkaraha means atma jnanam, brahma jnanam. This is antima lakshyam. This is the ultimate goal. Antima lakshyam. Just as when you go to a temple, you move around, the prakarams, outer prakaram, then inner prakaram, then you go to the garbhagriha. You won't do continuous production. The purpose is to enter into garbhagriha. You have to remember darshanam of that Moola Virat alone is the purpose of going to temple. Some people move only Navagrahas and they come out. They won't come out. They will go to Moola Virat Darshanam. Like that here also, in our life also, we have to remember our Antima Lakshyam. Up to here we saw in the last class. Next shloka, 27.
Santitagami Karmani Dasyante Jnana Vanninam Prarabhanyapyanubhavat Iti Vedanta Dindimaha.
With this 26th shloka, Acharya completes about the Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga and Jnana Yoga. And he has emphasized that karma and upasana cannot give moksha also, he said. And he established that jnanam alone is the solution. Now he is entering into a new topic like this whole Vedanta Dindima is not a systematic development. It's like a chain. In a pearl, when you wear all muttu only, pearls, continuously. That is the one type of chain. There are some chains, Navaratna Mala. One pearl, one emerald, one marakatam, one diamond. Like that they wear pavadam. This whole Vedanta Dindima is like a Navaratna Mala. Different beads are there. Therefore you don't find any connection to one sloka to, no? After four slokas, differently he picks up the topic. Now he comes to what are the three types of karmas. He is talking about those karmas here. Karmani Chitta Shuddhyartham. At Karmani he said. But that topic and this topic, no connection. Okay? Now he says, karmas are three types. This also you know, Tattva Bodha. In Tattva Bodha, we saw karmas are of three types. Sanchita karma, agami karma, prarabdha karma. Sanchita, agami, prarabdha. What do you mean by sanchita karma? Three names only he is giving. He is not explaining what are they. So we have to understand. Sanchita agami karmani dakshyante jnana vanhina. He says, how this sanchita karma, agami karma are destroyed. That only he is talking. Sanchita karma, let us understand what is sanchitam. Sanchita karma is that which we have acquired in previous janmas and it has not started in fructifying. Sanchi means, you know, sanchi means sanchi, bag. You have accumulated lot of karmas in previous birth. That is called sanchita karma. That which is not activated, an artham. Non-activated karma is called sanchita karma. It is stored karma. It is in storeroom. Okay? It is in storeroom. Now, agami karma is a fresh karma which you acquire. Agami karma, that which you acquire fresh in this janma by doing action. Agami karma you acquire freshly in this janma. Prarabdha karma is activated karma. Activated. How from sanchita one part comes and activated. That activated karma only we are experiencing now. Arabdham karma is called prarabdha karma. Arabdha karma is called prarabdha karma. Prarabdha karma means not only good luck or bad luck, both are there. Prarabdha in that punyam and papam mixed. Some people think prarabdha means they think only bad. It's not like that. Prarabdha means that karma which I am exhausting now. That karma which I am exhausting now in the form of pleasure and pain. That's called prarabdha karma. When you attain jnanam, sanchita karma is totally burnt. Jnanagni dagdha karmani. It burns. What burns? Jnanam burns the sanchita karma. Jnanam burns sanchita karma. Agami karma also. Agami karma also avoided. Agami karma phalam will not come to you. Sanchita karma phalam also will not come to you when you become a jnani. Jnana vannina dakshyante. Dakshyante means burned out. Jnana vannina by the fire of knowledge. By the fire of knowledge. Sanchita karma and agami karma are, see, sanchita karma alone is burnt. But here Acharya writes dakshyante jnana vannina. Now agami has not yet come. Agami is future. That karma which is going to come in future, agami karma, how can it be burnt out? You have to understand, it can be avoided. It can be avoided. In Tattva Bodha Visa, whoever worship a jnani, jnani's sanchita punya is distributed. Whoever hates or criticizes a jnani, jnani's, before jnanam, whatever papa he has done, that is distributed to those people. Punya is distributed to those people who worship a jnani. Jnani's papa is distributed to those people who criticize a jnani. That punya papa he has acquired before jnanam. This is tattva bodha. Here what we have to understand, dakshyante, sanchita is burnt out, but agami has not yet come. Where is the question of burning? We have to understand, jnani after jnanam, that agami karma, even though he performs, there is no kartrutvam. That way it is avoided. There is no kartrutvam. Jnani knows he is akarta, abhokta. Therefore, jnana vannhina means you have to see this is applied to only sanchita. For agami, he is avoided means without any doership he performs. Therefore, agami karma cannot be afflict him. It cannot cause any affliction or cannot give any phalam. What about prarabdha? Prarabdhani api anubhavat dakshyante. Anubhavat means by exhaustion, by experiencing only. Prarabdha karma, jnani, experience. Will it not give pain to a jnani? No. It will not give much pain to a jnani. Because jnani is one who recognizes that I am Atma. This prarabdha belongs to a relative vyavaharika satyam. I the Atma am paramarthika satyam. It cannot touch me. Jnani knows that. Shiyante asya karmani. Tasmin drishte paravare Mundaka Upanishad. Like a lotus leaf. Pushkara palasha apaha na svishyante evameva papam karma na svishyate. Like a lotus leaf, that water cannot touch the leaf. Similarly, this karma of jnani, after jnanam, whatever karma he does, cannot afflict him. Agami karma cannot touch him. Even prarabdha pain also will not afflict him. That is the phalam of jnanam. But prarabdha, even avatara, Bhagavan takes avatara and comes as Krishna, Rama, they have to exhaust their prarabdha. Then Bhagavan cannot escape from prarabdha. Prarabdha alone is the cause for janma. How can you escape? Therefore, prarabdha continuously is there. But suppose prarabdha goes away. Once jnanam comes, prarabdha over. As you get knowledge, you are out, suppose. Prarabdha is not continuing. You need not exhaust your prarabdha. Once you get jnanam, prarabdha is over. Suppose, what will happen, you know? You won't get a guru, jnani guru. Why? Because once a person gets jnanam, he will die. Because no prarabdha. Jnanam is equal to end of the prarabdha. Suppose you take like that, every person whoever gets jnanam will die immediately. So who will come to class? I don't want to die. This is one problem. Second problem, no guru, jnani guru is available. Right? Every jnani, out. Whenever he becomes a jnani, prarabdha is over, let's say jnani is dead. Then what happens? No guru is available. Even the gurus who are available also, ajnani gurus are available. Ajnani gurus give what? Ajnana. So problem. Therefore, jnani gurus continues because after jnanam also prarabdha continues. So jnani prarabdham, that continuity is a blessing. Am I correct or not? Jnani prarabdha continuation is a blessing to the world. It's a blessing. In what way? That blessing is in the form of giving knowledge to us for other sishyas. Priyardo, let's say some people think, why I am telling all this? Some people think moksha means once you get moksha, you die. This is what people think like that, wrong notion. Moksha means what? You are going up. And say, if you get moksha, you will die. And some people say, jnani won't be here. If he is a jnani, he won't be here. Where is he? He is somewhere. Somewhere means what? Somewhere where people won't be there. Why? These are wrong notions, no? People think like that. This is not correct. Jnani is very much in between us, amongst us, and he spreads, he propagates the Vedic teaching, and makes many people jnanis. Here, jnanam moksha means not leaving the body. It cannot be called as jivan mukti. A person leaves after getting jnanam, leaves the gross body, it cannot be called as jivan mukti. It cannot be called as jivan mukti. What do you mean by jivan mukti? Jivan eva mukti. Jivan eva mukti. This is called jivan mukti. Prarabdha, prarabdhani api anubhavat. Anubhavat means by experiencing, exhausting. There is another reading. That reading is, he has given in the footnote, prarabdhanu abhavat mokshaha. Prarabdhanu bhavat mokshaha. That reading is also okay. In the footnote he has given. Prarabdhanubhavat, here mokshaha means videha mukti ityarthaha. Prarabdha anubhavat mokshaha means don't take literally. Once you exhaust your prarabdha only moksha. Prarabdha anubhavat mokshaha means, what is the meaning there? After exhausting his prarabdha, he leaves the body. While living is a jivan mukta. After leaving the body, what mukta he is? Videha mukta. Videha mukta. That's why moksha means here videha mukti. Videha mukti comes to jivan mukti. Jivan mukta or baddha? Who gets videha mukti? Jivan mukta alone gets videha mukti. So the one who has exhausted his prarabdha karma, and leaves the body, then he attains Videha Mukti. What do you mean by Videha Mukti? No Punarjanma ityartha. No Punarjanma. Who says? Scriptures declare. The scriptures declare and Jnani's teachers also declare. Okay. The scriptures only declare. Guru says, I don't know. Not like that. Jnani gurus declare. Okay, with this, about the three types of karmas are over. Now, 28th shloka. 28th shloka, one line is in 17th page, second line is in 18th page. It, here there is a small correction, like first line, na punya karmana, papa karmana, it should be, we'll read it. Na punya karmana vriddhi, na hanir papa karmana, nitya sangatma nishthanam. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Now, Acharya explaining this, Jnani is not touched by Punya Karma or Papa Karma. The previous shloka answer is for Manda Madhyama Adhikari. Now this 28th shloka answer is for Uttam Adhikari. For Uttam Adhikari student sake, he is giving the answer. Nat Punya Karmana Vriddhihi. By performing Punya Karma, Jnani is not going to get anything. By performing Papa Karma, Jnani is not going to get any harm. Punya Karmana Na Vriddhi. Vriddhihi means Vriddhihi means any growth. Karmana na vardhate lokaniyan. Upanishad says, by performing any amount of karma, he is not going to get any benefit, any punya karma. By performing papa, is he going to get any loss, nashtam, or any harm to him? Nothing. How to understand this? It's a very misleading shloka. So you have to go to the second line. In second line, nitya asanga atma nishthanam. Then only you have to read the first line. Okay? Nitya asanga atma nishthanam. Nishtha means nishchayena avasthanam nishtha. The one who is firmly established. The one who is firmly established in what? In Atma. In the Self. Atma Nishthanam. One who is firmly established in Atma Swarupam. What type of Atma? Asanga Atma. Asanga means that Atma which is not touched by anything, Sanga Rahitaha. That Atma which is not attached to anything, Asangaha. Asangohi na sajyate. Asangohi ayam purushaha. The one who is not attached to anything, that Atma is Asangaha. Not only Asangaha, Nityaha, eternal Atma, the one who is established in that Atma Swarupam. What do you mean by establishing in Atma Swarupam? Recognizing oneself as that eternal, untainted Atma. Asangaha means not tainted by anything, not touched by anything. Mandukya, asparsha. Asparsha Yogaha. I am Atma not touched by anything. Why I am not touched by anything because I am paramarthika satyam. Whatever touch me is vyavaharika satyam. Therefore, nothing is there to touch me. There is no second thing to touch me. Whatever second thing is there, it is mitcha. It is of lower order of reality. How can a person, just like a person did a crime in dream. A person did a crime in dream. After waking up, that action can come and touch this person, waker. It cannot touch. Why? Dream action cannot punish the waker. Dream action can punish the dreamer only. The crime action of the dreamer can punish only the dreamer, not the waker. The punishment of the dreamer in the dream is real or unreal? Unreal. So waker is not afflicted by that. Why? Really dreamer is afflicted there? In dream, dreamer is afflicted. Really speaking, there is no dreamer other than waker. Adi puriyaradillayo? Adi madrida. Like that, here also a jnani is of higher order of reality. I am Atma, Brahman, cannot be touched by the punya, papa belongs to the vyavaharika satyam. Vyavaharika satyam. I am nityaha, asangaha. So, this punya papa cannot touch me. Go to first line now. Na punya karmana vriddhihi. There is no any benefit for him or any growth, any increase, any amount of benefit is not going to come to him. Why? That benefit whatever comes only to anatma shariram, not to me the atma. By papa karma am I going to get any problem? No. This line leads to what? So that jnani can do papa karma. Because papa will not come to touch me. I am a jnani, therefore I can do any amount of papa. Don't take like that. Jnani never do any papa. Why? Because jnani is one who has attained jnanam after following lot of dharma. His thoughts are always dharmic. No evil thought comes to a jnani. Your evil thoughts alone lead to evil actions, adharmic actions. At thought level when he is pure, how can he does any action, adharmic action? So thought level itself pure, evil thoughts only lead to evil actions. The wrong thoughts alone leads to wrong actions. When thought level itself is very pure, no wrong thoughts, therefore no wrong actions. Mahatmas never do any wrong. Jnanis never do any wrong. They have got the nigraha anugraha samarthata. Nigraha anugraha means they have control, internal control and external control. They never do anything wrong. That is the way you have to understand. In Puranas also, Mahatmas, many people, if they commit any mistakes and all, we think Prashara, Vyasa, all these people, Puranas are all there. Why people are criticizing? Those stories, the characters, many people criticize. They are all Mahatmas, great people. They have got a control, nigraha, anugraha capacity they have. Only for anugraha means for the sake of other people, good they do. Even if they do anything, for the sake of good alone they do. But unfortunately, many people misunderstand. The people see mind and see the negative side only, no? Not the right side. So therefore, who is the loser? That jnani is not the loser. This person who is thinking wrongly about jnani is the loser. Lord Shiva took Visham, but he is cool. If we take Visham, that's all. So they have got a nigraha control, anugraha also. Nigraha, anugraha. having taken the poison, Lord Shiva is very cool. Like that, many Mahatmas in our Puranas also, if you see, they have done anything, it appears as the Papa Karma to the public, but it is not Papa Karma, for the Anugraha sake of the world, they have done. Not intentionally, deliberately they do. Parashara Maharshi also did, it appears as though wrong action for people who are immature. But according to Shastra, it is not wrong. So how can you judge? So they are all on the different realm of order of reality. We should not doubt any Mahatma. Even they do also for the sake of Anugraha. Like fire. No, fire has got a capacity not to burn anything. Therefore, there is a quotation, they say, like Agni, just as Tesiyasam na doshaya vannehe sarva bhujo yatha. That is not there in your book. Okay. Don't think I am giving always in your quotation only. There, this is a new quotation. Tesiyasam, the people who, Mahatmasanartham, Tesiyasam, the one who has got a tejas, tapashakti, Tesiyasam, na doshaya. There is no dosha for them if they commit any mistake also. Lord Krishna people, how many people criticize Lord Krishna? 16,000. Why is Lord Krishna again? Puja Swami says, you cannot handle even one wife. You are jealous of Lord Krishna. He is able to manage his 16,000 wives apart from Rukmini Satyabhama. Okay. That is called Nigraha Anugraha Shakti. But ordinary people, those who do not have tapas Shakti, they cannot handle. Therefore, you should not follow Mahatma's word. You become a Mahatma, that's okay. This is very, very carefully you have to understand this shloka. Tejiyasam na doshaya, just as vannehe sarva bhujo yatha. Vanni swallows everything. Fire swallows everything. Similarly, Jnani swallows Punya and Papa. They are beyond Punya and Papa. Papa cannot swallow them, on the other hand, they swallow the Papa. They swallow Punya also. Can you? No. You want Punya, but you have no capacity to swallow the Papa. Therefore, be careful. You understand that Jnani is a Jnani tapasampannaha who is beyond Punya Papa, means he never do any Papa Karma because he is beyond that Papa even thought. How can he do that? Very difficult to understand this. You have to reach that state, then only you can understand. Until that time, what you have to do? Shraddha. Only Shraddha. Many people look at the Jnani's outer life, external life, and they point out, they criticize, and they go away from the whole teaching also. They come out of this teaching, the learning also they come out of. They are the losers. Because that person has studied Shastra, and he has done a wrong thing, wrong action. Why I have to study Shastra? Therefore, I don't want to study Shastra. You know, after studying also, he is committing mistakes, no? That's why this person closed the book. I have seen many people like that. Some person arrow, something they have done, something wrong, in spite of speaking Bhagavad Gita, and this person never touched Bhagavad Gita. Again, after studying Bhagavad Gita also, he did wrong things. What is the use of Bhagavad Gita? Therefore, I don't want to read Bhagavad Gita. I don't want to study Bhagavad Gita. I don't want to study even Ramayana, Bharata, Bhagavata. All, there are lot of mistakes. Mistakes are not in Ramayana, Bharata, Bhagavata or Shastra or in Mahatmas. Mistake is in our own thinking. You don't have capacity, your mind doesn't have capacity to understand their level. That's why Lord Krishna says, Jnanis must be very careful. Na buddhi bhedam janayet ajnanam karma sanginam. we should not confuse the worldly people. Jnanis are very, very careful. That also is telling next sloka. Suppose unintentionally, inadvertently, if any papa done by a jnani, what will happen? That papa will not afflict a jnani? He says no. The next sloka, we will read it.
Buddhi purva, buddhi purva. Kritanam papa karmanam. Prayaschittamaho jnanam. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha.
Description of a jnani and a description of an ajnani, we have to know very clearly. Ajnani is the one who takes himself as ahankara. Jnani is one who takes himself as atma. Ajnani, jnani, this is the difference. Atma, anatma, bheda. Atma, ahankara, bheda. Between ajnani and jnani, what is the difference? Atma ahankara bhedahana. Jnani knows that I am Atma. Ajnani knows that I am ahankara. Ajnani thinks I am body mind complex. But Jnani never takes himself as body mind complex. It belongs to matter, jadam. So Jnani and Ajnani are Atma, Anatma. What are the differences? There are many differences. Ajnani takes that jada, shariram, manas as himself. You can take anatma, lakshanas first. Anatma has got jadatvam, samikaratvam. It has got attributes, it has got changing nature. It is a temporary, impermanent, anityam, sagunam, made out of five elements. It is nitya, it is not satyam. Body is body mind complex is mitya, inert, anityam, changing. It has got lot of attributes. It has got arrival and departure. Whereas atma is satyam. It is not mitya, it is satyam. It is not anityam, but it is nityam. Atma is nityam. And atma is not having any arrival and departure. Atma is eternal, therefore there is no birth and death. Atma is nirgunam. Atma is nirgunam or I the Atma I am nirgunaha. I the Atma I am attributeless, formless, unobjectifiable, cannot be objectified. Body mind is objectifiable, experienceable. That knowledge is going to explain. Jnani knows that I am akarta, abhokta, punya, papa, rahitaha, aham, asmi. If you take yourself as ahankara, you have kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, punya, papa. If you take yourself, you are akarta, atma, abhokta, atma, you are punya, papa, rahitavan. Suppose, now in this shloka he says, buddhi purvaka kritanam papa karmanam, abuddhi purvaka kritanam papa karmanam. Buddhi purvaka means intentionally. Deliberately, suppose a jnani does papa karma, buddhi purvakam, what will happen to that? And inadvertently, abuddhi purvakam, unintentionally, if he does a sin or papa, what will happen? Abuddhi purvakam means unintentionally or inadvertently. Papa karmana means you have to apply punya also. Papa means not only papa karma, punya papa karmana. Why you have to supply punya also? Punya also he don't want. Okay, not only papa karma he does, not punya karma. Punya papa, both of them. So punya is also a golden chain, golden shackle. Papa is an iron shackle. Punya is a golden shackle. Punya papa karmana, buddhi purvaka, abuddhi purvaka. Intentionally done or unintentionally done. What is that? Prayaschittamaho jnanam. జ్ఞానం సర్వ్స్ లైక్ ఎ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త కర్మ. ఫర్ అజ్ఞాని టు కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ పాప కర్మ దేడు ప్రాయశ్చిత్తం. శాస్త్ర ప్రమాణం ఇస్తే ఫర్ వ్యావహారిక స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఫర్ అజ్ఞాని వెన్ దే డు పాప కర్మ శాస్త్ర సేస్ వాట్ డు ప్రాయశ్చిత్త కర్మ సమ్ రెమెడియల్ యాక్షన్ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త కర్మ. సో దట్ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త కర్మ రిలీజ్ యూ ఫ్రమ్ పాపం. హూ సేస్? శాస్త్ర సేస్. లైక్ దాట్ జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఫర్ అజ్ఞాని ప్రాయశ్చిత్త కర్మ రిమూవ్స్ దట్ పాప, ఫర్ జ్ఞాని జ్ఞానం సర్వ్స్ లైక్ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త. ప్రాయశ్చిత్తవత్ అహో జ్ఞానం. వాట్ ఏ గ్రేట్ గ్రేట్ జ్ఞాన స్థుతి పండ్రారు. జ్ఞానం ఇస్ సో గ్రేట్ ఇట్ హాస్ గాట్ ఎ కెపాసిటీ టు డిస్ట్రాయ్ పుణ్య పాప కర్మ ఫలం. జ్ఞానం డిస్ట్రాయ్ నాదత్తే కచ్చిత్ పాపం నచైవ సుకృతం విభు. దేర్ ఇస్ నో పాప అండ్ పుణ్య కెన్ టచ్ ఎ జ్ఞాని బికాస్ దిస్ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ అటైన్డ్ జ్ఞానం. జ్ఞానం సర్వ్స్ లైక్ ఎ ప్రాయశ్చిత్తం. ప్రాయశ్చిత్తవత్ యు హావ్ టు సప్లై వత్ యు హావ్ టు సప్లై దేర్ ప్రాయశ్చిత్తవత్ జ్ఞానం. జ్ఞాన విల్ డిస్ట్రాయ్. జ్ఞానం మీన్స్ ఆత్మ జ్ఞానం. ఆత్మ జ్ఞానం డిస్ట్రాయ్. వాట్ ఇట్ డిస్ట్రాయ్స్? పుణ్య అండ్ పాప. పుణ్య ఆల్సో యూ హావ్ టు సప్లై హియర్. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ జ్ఞాన స్థుతి. దిస్ వర్స్ నెగేటింగ్ నాభుక్తం క్షీయతే కర్మ జన్మ కోటి శతైరపి అంద శ్లోక స్మృతి శ్లోక ఈస్ టోటల్లీ నెగేటెడ్ హియర్. అకార్డింగ్ టు స్మృతి నో వన్ క్యాన్ ఎస్కేప్ దేర్ కర్మాస్ ఈవెన్ క్రోర్స్ అండ్ క్రోర్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ దే టేక్ వితౌట్ ఎగ్జాస్టింగ్ దేర్ కర్మ ఫలం. నో వన్ క్యాన్ ఎస్కేప్ నా భుక్తం క్షీయతే కర్మ జన్మ కోటి శతైరపి. హౌ జ్ఞాని కెన్ ఎస్కేప్? జన్మ కోటి శతైరపి నో వన్ కెన్ ఎస్కేప్. బట్ జ్ఞాని పుణ్య పాప కర్మ హీ కెన్ ఎస్కేప్. హౌ ఇస్ ఇట్ పాసిబుల్? ఓన్లీ వన్, దట్ ఈస్ జ్ఞానం. హౌ? జ్ఞాని నెవర్ టేక్స్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ హ్యాస్ బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్. Therefore, he never have inclination to do any punya karma or papa karma. This papa punya, punya has to come to me, papa should not come to me. There is no such type of thinking at all. Jnani is in higher order of reality. Ajnani is in lower order of reality. So, sharira abhimana, just like if you have a house, you are a householder. You hold on to the house. And what are all problems are there in the house, suppose. You go on worrying, rectifying, and again it gives problem, you worry. Why you worry? You hold on to that house. Griha Abhimana is there. Griha Yajamani has got Griha Abhimana. That's why it's called house holder. Suppose you sell it, once it is sold, once it is sold, that house it is giving lot of problems. Once it is sold, the problem solved, they cannot hold you. Once it is sold, the worry is dropped. You are not holding any worry. Sold, hold is gone. When you sold it, you lost its hold. You lost the hold means what? You drop the worry also. Why? It is not your house. It is not your house. See, yesterday, it is my house. I am the holder of that house. Therefore, I was worrying about the house. Today, I have sold it. Therefore, no worry. What is the cause for this worry? Now I am free from worry. Only one thing. Yesterday, I was holding. Today, I have sold it. Simple. Vedanta over. Simple. Similarly, Ajnani is one who is holding to the body-mind complex. Therefore, Punya, Papa, Bhaya, everything. Whereas Jnani, he has sold it. Sold it means what? Mithyatva Nishchaya. Neighborization. It is like neighbor. Body-mind is my neighbor. It is not me. Then, Punya Papa belongs to body, not me. So Punya Papa also belongs to the body mind complex. How is it real or unreal? For Jnani, body mind is unreal. Punya Papa also unreal. Next shloka.
Dridrishyau dvau padarthau tau paraspara vilakshanau dridbrahma drishyam maya kyat isi vedanta dindimah.
Now he is entering another topic. Karma, punya, papa, karma, sanchita, prarabdha, agami, all these over with this 27, 28, 29 slokas. Now he is coming to why Jnani is able to come out of punya, papa. How it is easy for him, why it is not easy for an ajnani. Simple, Dridrishya Viveka. I am Atma Drik. Whatever I see is Drishyam. Drik, Drishyau, Dhau Padarthau. Drik is one entity. Subject. Drik means subject, the seer, the knower, the observer, the experiencer. One entity. Drishyam. Drishya means object. Experienceable, observable, knowable. Same like fourth shloka, jnanam jneyam visa, here he says drip drishyam, that's all difference. Padarthau dvau, paraspara vilakshanam, both are diagonally opposite. Their lakshanams are paraspara viruddham. Paraspara viruddham means one is nityam, another is anityam. One is satyam, another is mitya. Drip is satyam, drishyam is mitya. Drip means seer. The subject drik is that Atma, I am, is satyam, nityam and unchanging, attributeless, no arrival and departure. Whereas drishyam has got arrival and departure, it has got attributes, it has got changing nature, it is mitya, it is temporary, anityam, all these are differences are there. Drit drishya paraspara vilakshanau. So what? Drik brahma maya drishyam. In fourth shloka he said jagat. Here instead of jagat he is telling maya. Maya drishyam. So your body is drishyam or drik? Drishyam. Therefore it is maya. It comes under jagat, maya. So body mind complex is come under drishyam, object, observed, experienced, knowable, drishyam, yatu yatu drishyam, tatu tatu mithya. What about drukk? Drukk is satyam. Drukk is satyam. Who is drukk? I am. Because I am the observer, I am the seer, I am the knower, I am the experiencer. So whatever experience is mitya. Just as you experience other objects, you experience the body also. Mind also you are experiencing. Therefore they are not satyam. Their problems also not satyam. You are experiencing their problems also. What about cough? Suppose you get a cough. Amma amma brahmanukku thonda undodi anna. The body is bound to have, mind is bound to have confusions. Who is having confusion about the previous shloka? Lot of confusion people are having, no? Punya, papa of a jnani will not touch him, no? Confusion. Belongs to whom? Nidhya manas. Confused mind has got a lot of confusions. Who is the observer? I am the observer of all confusions of whose mind? Not my wife's mind or husband's mind. My own mind. All my confusions I am only experiencing. So confusion belongs to confused mind. Confused mind is a jnani mind or ajnani mind? Appa, ajnani mind. I am a jnani or ajnani, I have to decide. Who will decide? Therefore, I am drik, atma, chaitanyam, ever jnanaswarupam. Ajnanam is illumined by me. I am free from ajnanam. I am ever jnanaswarupam. I never have ajnanam at all. Ajnanam belongs to body-mind complex, not belong to me. I am drik, brahma, aham, brahma, asmi. But don't take maya asmi. Maya is drishyam. Maya is drishyam. I am not drishyam. Maya belongs to drishyam category. I belong to drik category. Is not a category also. I am alone. You have to establish now advitiyam. I am alone is there, you have to establish. Subject drik alone is there. What about this drishyam? They are not there. You have to establish. For that next shloka he is going to. That we will see in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha Harihi Om.